Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we examine the book of 1 Thessalonians and learn about turning the world upside down. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's conversation in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Have a brand new guest with us today. My dear friend and fellow pastor here at Faith Baptist Church, Josh Venable. So, Josh.
Hey Pastor Skelly, it's great to be here today. Thank you for the invitation to come on, and I'm excited about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
It's going to be awesome. Matter of fact, Josh, you're coming in at like the perfect time.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this last part of chapter 4 here, and just talking about the rapture and the hope that we as Christians have, even in death.
And it's almost as if the excitement that we have to talk about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is the excitement that the Apostle Paul had.
Yeah, absolutely. You can really kind of sense that as you read through verses 13 through 18, and even into chapter 5, as he talks to the people here in Thessalonica, just the excitement that he has to share with them the joy that they can have even in death.
Right. And so it's the longest section in the book, as far as subject matter. He deals with the end times and here the rapture in chapter 5, the more extended period we call the day of the Lord. Sure. We'll get to that. But the thing I really like is that he has been hinting at this every chapter. So in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, he's been hinting at the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. And what Bible scholars tell us is that this was a question on the hearts and minds of the Thessalonians, that Paul had obviously taught about the second coming, or really I should say the rapture and the day of the Lord. He had already talked about it, especially the day of the Lord. But remember in Acts 17, he had to leave town unexpectedly.
Yeah, and I think you may have even mentioned that a couple of episodes ago. And not only did he leave town unexpectedly, but he was only there for a short period of time. And it's very interesting, and really I'm probably getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here, but in chapter 5, as he talks about the times and the seasons, they already know about. And that's because he had done a good job of really training them already. And so now he's reiterating to them once again what he taught them while he was able to be there with them for that short period of time.
Yeah, so good. So part of this is for sure a reiteration of things that they had talked about. But some of it is to clarify maybe some of their misunderstanding. And one of the chief ways by which they were misunderstanding Christ's coming was what happens to people that have died. Mm. So in the interim period of time, it appears that between when Paul was there and the time that they are now receiving this letter, some of the church members had died. Maybe a grandma had passed away. And what's going to happen to her? You know, does she share in the hope of Christ's coming? Did she miss out on the soon return of Christ? So I think all of those issues are the issues that Paul's dealing with here. And how true is that in life, that the people that we love? So Josh, you have four boys, mm-hmm. and you're pouring into them. You're pouring into them and trying to teach them and train them. And they're growing up before your eyes. And before long, they will leave. And when they leave and you say goodbye at that college parking lot or whatever, the sense that I had with my four children when they went away to college was, I have so much more to tell you. This happened way too quickly. And that was after 18 years. So here the Apostle Paul's like, I have so much more to tell you. I wasn't able to tell you all this. So these are important clarifications.
Yeah, for sure. And you really kind of hit it there, you know, when we have such a short amount of time with people, and now we come back to 1 Thessalonians and see the short amount of time that Paul had to be there with these people physically. Now he's writing this letter to say, hey, here are all these things that I wanted to tell you while I was with you, but I didn't get the chance. But you need to know these things.
And what's really cool about that to me is how God used that. because what they thought was a lack of information or some question marks that they needed answered was really just the way by which God is getting his word to all of us. Mm-hmm. Because the questions they had 2,000 years ago about, you know, what is this Jesus coming again? What is this rapture? And well, this is an opportunity for us to learn about it because it's been included in the Word of God for all of us to inspect. And so their question really became our clarity, and I'm glad for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a good point.
So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, friends, we're in verse 13. So let me read, Josh, a couple of the verses, and then we'll just dive right into it. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." Hey, I don't want you to be in the dark about this, is what he's saying. "Concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." So I think we'll stop at those three verses for now. "So I would not that ye should be ignorant, brethren." This is, sometimes we'll use that term ignorant today almost as a slam, right, you know, on people. But that's not what Paul's saying. Paul's saying there are certain Bible doctrines that we just need to be in the know. And this is one of them.
Yeah, and I think that even as we read that and Paul's emphasis on this doctrine, that we ought to take that to heart today, because this is one of the Bible doctrines that I feel oftentimes we are ignorant of and that we ignore. And so here's a great passage of Scripture for us to learn about it and to know it even better.
We call the study of end times eschatology. And don't let that term alarm you, listeners. It's just the study of things to come. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll only look at eschatology like, oh, that's really neat to know all that stuff and, you know, what's going to happen in the future. But the Bible never presents eschatology from the standpoint of, oh, wow, this is really interesting. It presents eschatology from the standpoint of, this ought to affect the way we're living today. So what we know about the future ought to affect the way we behave today and the way that we think today. And that's really the import of this passage. So when Paul said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." So what introduces the topic about the rapture is really the question they had about people that had died. So when the Bible uses the word sleep here, this is a euphemism for death. Often in the Bible, God, the Lord would use a euphemism. A euphemism, by the way, is a way of making something that in and of itself sounds unpalatable, make it sound better. Something that's unpalatable sounds better. So instead of saying dead, say sleep. Instead of saying graveyard, we could say memorial garden. Mm. Instead of saying undertaker, we could say funeral director. You know, so these are just kind ways of saying something that is hard to hear. So Paul said, "I want to talk to you about people that have died, and specifically people that have died in Christ." So where did it say that? Verse 14, "them also which sleep in Jesus." So let's talk about that first. What does it mean to sleep in Jesus?
Yeah, I think what Paul's getting at here is these are people that know Jesus Christ. These are people that have trusted in God. And so they've died, they've passed on, and they know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
And the whole idea of in Christ, my friends, or in Jesus, really is a theological term. It refers to all of the people that have been saved since Christ was resurrected, right, from the dead. So as opposed to Old Testament saints. Mm-hmm. So Paul is specifically talking about those of us that are in this dispensation that have received Christ as Savior. We are in Christ. And the Bible teaches that those that sleep in Jesus, in other words, those that have died knowing Christ as Savior. That would be another way that we could say that.
Right.
So I want to talk to you about the people that have died and they knew Christ as Savior, what's going to happen to them? I don't want you to be ignorant of this. That's the way he introduces this passage. So I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. So not only does he introduce the subject matter in verse 13, but he introduces the reason. The reason for the subject matter is I want you to be encouraged. So what can encourage us about people that have died before us that we know knew the Lord as their Savior? That's the point.
Yeah, and even, you know, back then there were all kinds of different views on death and what happened to people after they died. In fact, we still have that today, where all kinds of people have different views on death and what happens to people after they die. And of course, here in verse 13, where he says that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. As Christians, you know, I think of times that I've stood around the bedside of someone who's getting ready to breathe their last breath, and I've stood around the bedside of people that are saved, that know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and even those that are unsaved. And Pastor Skelly, you would know, because you've done the same thing, that those are very different experiences.
Absolutely. And I love the confidence that the Lord gives us in this passage. He really gives us two sure reasons why we can know that we have hope for those that have died in Christ. The first one is in verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In other words, just as surely as Jesus died and rose again. That's our whole faith is predicated on that.
Absolutely.
That's the gospel. So, and all the prophecies that God gave about the coming of, the death of, the resurrection of Christ, all came true, and we see it fulfilled in Jesus. So if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, he's the first fruits of those that sleep, of mm-hmm. those that have died. So our confidence in a saved relative who has died, seeing the resurrection, you know, participating in eternity, is as sure as our faith is in the fact that Jesus died and rose again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible when you think about it.
That's a powerful truth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But as if that would not be enough, and that is enough.
Right.
The Apostle Paul gives us another reason why we can be assured, and that's in verse 15. Where the Bible says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. And what Paul is saying there is, what I'm telling you, my friends in Thessalonica, is not something that I made up. This is not a conjecture that I have. I received this information by way of direct revelation from Jesus. So remember that the Word of God has not yet been canonized. It's not completed yet. Matter of fact, this very letter is part of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so in those foundational times, God spoke through his apostles and spoke through the prophets. And here the Apostle Paul is saying, I want you to know that Jesus gave this directly to me. It's not that today a preacher or an evangelist can have a word of knowledge, although some claim to have that. No, we've got the complete canon of God's word today. But before the canon was completed, God was speaking in ways like these. And the Apostle Paul said, I want you to know that this is coming not from me, this truth. It's coming directly from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's interesting all throughout 1 Thessalonians, really how Paul kind of re-emphasizes that for these people. I go back to even chapter 2 in verse number 13, where he says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us or of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as in truth, the word of God. And so, you know, Paul really emphasizes this idea that, hey, you can have confidence in what I'm saying because it's the word of God, not because it's me speaking.
And how much more important is it for you and me as modern day preachers to make sure that because we do have the completion of the Word of God, that our messages and our Sunday school lessons and our podcasts are based upon the authority of God's Word. Let's complete the thought in verse 15, where it says, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we... So Paul was looking forward to the coming of Jesus, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them. And we would say today, precede them, come before them that are asleep. So in other words, the topic here is what happens to people that have died in Christ? And the Apostle Paul said, I want you to know just as surely as Jesus rose again, they will rise again. And I'm telling you this not as a matter of opinion, but Jesus himself gave me this revelation. And let me just add that they're going to go first. And then so in other words, far from them missing out on the coming of Jesus, they get first dibs on the coming of Jesus. So the point is that in Christ, we have all our blessing and all of our hope. And that's what we're going to come back to next podcast. But we're done for today, my friends. I appreciate you tuning in, and it does mean a lot to me. Josh, thank you for joining us today. And we're looking forward to completing this chapter and then this thought about the rapture tomorrow. And I hope you'll join us again. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.